Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia and I are talking about Quarter Miles, which is a segment that we always do in this lad's segment. We always talk about Quarter Miles. We call it the fourth quarter of the show. And that means we can bring in, you know, hey, different states, different things that you can do, all based on a little old quarter that you can find in your pocket.
Yes, and today we've had more of a marathon of quarter miles. So it's been fun to talk about some states that we haven't covered yet, mostly in the Midwest.
Mostly in the Midwest. I mean, we've been, you know, rolling through these over the last year. When we started this, we came up with the idea that, hey, why not look at those state quarters, because they have interesting designs, they have iconic places, they have historic places, and those things that just make the state kind of unique on the back of the quarter, all part of the U.S. Mint's quarter, state quarters program that they started. And we thought, let's find some ways that we can go and check it out and be a tourist, be a visitor in the state while we're checking out a quarter, to be inspired by quarter.
And the great thing about these designs are that they are kind of the state's pride. So you will find a lot of people in the state who are very happy to talk about these things because it's really important to their culture, to their traditions. So there's a lot, you know, beneath the surface with these designs.
But you know, you bring up a good point. The people are always really very interested in talking about it and sharing because they love their state. It's like their home, so they love it, of course.
Yes.
So I really wonder, you know, what was that whole process like for some of these states in deciding what would go on that quarter? I bet there was a lot of debate that went back and forth between areas and regions of the state and who would kind of have that last say.
Right. I almost wonder, you know, some of these state designs are focused on the state flower, the state bird, if that was maybe a truce, you know, people had kind of a specific idea and they're like, let's just settle on the state bird
and flower. That's already established.
Yes.
That's no debating that. Because, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, there are, you know, very famous people that are from states, you know, that people may want to highlight them and have them on. Something that's, you know, kind of iconic, not only, you know, a structure, but also iconic, you know, kind of experiences that people have had and shared in the states. So it's just all kinds of ways to highlight them. So it's been really fascinating for us to explore and research the state quarters. And that's why we think it's such a good program to now extend into a podcast.
Absolutely. And this state, I may have campaigned for a certain superhero to be on the back of the quarter because we're talking about Kansas, where Superman was raised.
Well, I bet Superman had a little something to do with some part of it. You know, Superman's just like that, you know?
Yeah. So this design was released in 2005, engraved by Norman Nemeth, and it features the state animal and flower, buffalo and sunflower.
Two things that I'm really fascinated by. I've always been fascinated by buffalo, and I love sunflowers, especially when you pass by, you see a big field of sunflowers growing. I have to stop and take a picture. That's always just so beautiful.
I think everybody does. They're very striking, and buffalo have such an important part of U.S. history, really.
Exactly, exactly. Dating all the way back as far as you can really talk about American history, they are definitely the symbol. You see it on other forms of our currency as well.
In some cultures and some traditions, they're considered very sacred because of that.
Yes, in a Native American culture, definitely they did. But let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the, start with the flowers.
All right. So if you want to take in sunflowers, of course, you'll find them everywhere. But one place that you're guaranteed to get great pictures and you don't have to worry so much about are we allowed to be here or not is the Grinter Sunflower Farms in Lawrence. Now, they're located actually in East Kansas near major population centers, unlike a lot of sunflower farms are further west. But these are closer to, you know, Kansas City. So you can kind of combine your travel with taking in the cities and then also going out to the sunflower farm. And the Grinter family allows the public to come into their sunflower fields and take photos. They can even take flowers, and they operate kind of on an honor system. So for every bloom that you take, just donate a dollar, and they have lots of donation boxes throughout the farm.
And they also have the nearby Sunflower General, which is a local goods and bake shop.
Yes, so they've got soaps in there, jams and jellies, so very authentic farm experience.
Well, you can take a lot of souvenirs back to, you know, to your family and friends when you go back. And, you know, one thing about this, too, is you just might want to check with them and see what time is the best time to come to get those photos. Because, you know, hey, that's really why you're going there,
yes,
to have that opportunity to see those flowers in bloom and take those Instagrammable photos.
Right. Not only timing in that way, but also this place is very popular and traffic can actually be a really big problem. So you may want to call ahead of time.
And see what is the best time for blooms as well as traffic. Absolutely. But then there's also the Maxwell Wildlife Refuge in Canton, and it's home to one of the few surviving wild buffalo herds. Wow, so that's definitely something to see, because there used to be that they were everywhere. The buffalo were just free to roam. So to go and see them in the wild would be a great thing. You can take the tour to see bison up close, board a tram for a prairie adventure to take in the bison, elk, wildflowers, and birds. So you get a chance to see a lot of wildlife. And there's also the observation tower on site as well. So you can just kind of go and experience life in the 1800s and learn from the folks there, from the traders and the blacksmiths and the trappers.
Yes, and it's a cool story. This was used to be a family farm, and a herd of buffalo just showed up on their property and kind of stayed in that area. So they eventually decided to donate this land to the state so it would be protected.
Well, they let the buffalo stay at home as well.
Yes, good deed.
A very good deed. They have to live somewhere as well.
They do. And if you want to explore more of Kansas, you can start with the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. 11,000 acres of hiking trails and also historic buildings throughout the area. You can do catch and release fishing there. Lots of bus tours to take you through those historic buildings. And this is another kind of rarity. There are only 4% of the U.S. tallgrass prairie remains, where it used to take up a lot of the Midwest.
Wow. So if you can go there and see that, I would say that's another one to put on your list if you're in the area, because that is something to see. And with only 4%, it could still be declining also, too. So just want to check that out before it's gone.
Absolutely. And now if you want to go into the cities and see the sites, you can start with Exploration Place. It's an interactive science museum. They have exhibits like a 7-foot-tall model of the human mouth.
Wow.
Flight simulators, small-scale recreations of early 1950s Kansas landmarks, and also traveling exhibits such as Star Wars, where science meets imagination.
That sounds really fun, because, again, I think everybody probably knows I love those interactive museums where you can get your hands dirty, just get in there, move things around, and experience what it would really be like.
Yeah, and it seems like it covers a lot of different bases, biology, flight, science, architecture with this, you know, recreation of 1950s Kansas landmarks. So a little bit of everything. And another place that has a little bit of everything is the Museum of World Treasures. You can see exhibits and items from dinosaurs, ancient Egypt, past presidents, pop culture icons, shrunken heads, World War II exhibits. They've got really a little bit of everything there.
A little bit of everything. You can also see Monument Rocks, large chalk formations where 80 million years of fossils have been found. So that's really fascinating, too, for those people who like to go and see those kinds of things. And then there's the Geographic Center of Continuous U.S. The United States, located in Lebanon. There's a marker and a tiny U.S. center chapel.
Yes, so this is the very center of the continental United States.
Wow, that is fascinating. So go there and check that out. You can say, I've been in the middle of the U.S. and it really be true.
It really is true. And then finally, the Cosmosphere and Space Center. It's a space museum, planetarium, and also a STEM education center, displaying over 13,000 artifacts. It's the largest collection of Russian and U.S. space aircrafts in the world. So a lot to take in there. A lot of great science opportunities in Kansas.
A lot of great science opportunities in Kansas. Yeah. Hey, wasn't it where you could click your heels together?
Was yes.
So, hey, see, things outside of clicking your heels, you can actually put a little science to it. But this has been fun, kind of doing our marathon of the different states to kind of get us going for the podcast that we're going to create all around our Quarter Miles program that we have enjoyed so much doing over the last year. We're ready to take it a step further. So you guys, we will keep you posted as to when that's going to start. We're looking for kind of a mid-May time to, you know, to get it going, but we'll certainly let you know. We won't leave you in the dark on that one, that's for sure. But thanks so much for listening with us today. This has been great sharing all of this. We hope that you'll join us again next week, where we have more travel tips, destinations, and all those kind of things around travel that Olivia and I love to talk about. Today's show has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Thanks again. Bye-bye.